This is Our Pastimes Podcast, presented by USA Baseball. Here is your host, Joe DiRienzo.
Hello and welcome to Our Pastimes Podcast, presented by USA Baseball. It's Wednesday, August 5th, and coming up on today's show, the 12U national team successfully defended its World Cup gold. We meet another 2015-18 U Trials player and the third installment of our Pastimes Podcast giveaway. But first, our Pastimes Podcast is officially on iTunes. To celebrate this, we're giving away an autographed baseball by the entire 2012 collegiate national team, including Chris Bryant and Carlos Rodon. To win, all you have to do is subscribe to our Pastimes Podcast on iTunes and leave a review. One person will be randomly selected to win the autographed baseball. Now, let's see what's leading off. The 12U national team became the second USA baseball team in 2015 to win gold as they defeated the host team Chinese Taipei at the WBSC U12 World Cup on Sunday. Team USA trailed 2-0 early on in the game, but a 5-run third inning propelled the team to victory. After three straight hits to open up the inning, Davis Diaz added a fourth that left the stadium for a 2-run homer that broke the 2-2 tie and gave Team USA a lead it wouldn't relinquish the rest of the way. Nicholas Kirch settled down after Chinese Taipei scored its only 2 runs in the first, one of which was unearned. He allowed 4 hits and struck out 6 batters in his 5 innings of work and picked up the win. Daniel Cabrera closed the door in the 6th on the 7-2 win for Team USA. The stats for the tournament for Team USA showed how dominant their gold medal run really was. Kurtz finished the tournament 2-0, allowing just the 1 earned run in this game and striking out 15 batters in his 14 2/3 innings of work. Jack Ryan led the team in the power department, batting .545 with a team-leading 3 homers, 13 RBIs, and 4 runs scored. Davis Diaz was the team leader in batting average at .571 and stolen bases with 8. So once again, congrats to the 2015 12U national team on taking home gold. Coming up next, another look at one of the players of the 2015-18 U national team trials roster. You're listening to our Pastimes Podcast. Panini America is proud to be the exclusive trading card manufacturer of USA Baseball. Before the game's biggest superstars reach the show, they don the stars and stripes, and Panini America is there to chronicle that monumental step in a player's career with the most collectible trading cards, autographs, and memorabilia in the industry, all officially licensed by USA Baseball. Get yours today at your local trading card store or online at iCollectPanini.com. That's iCollectPanini.com. This summer, we've gotten to know some of the players from the 18U national team trials roster as they get ready to return to action on August 16th in California. Today, you'll hear from left-handed pitcher Braxton Garrett. Joining me now on our Pastimes Podcast is 6'3 lefty from the U.S. 18U national team, Braxton Garrett. Braxton, thanks for taking the time to join us today.
Thank you for having me.
So, 6'3 lefties don't just grow on trees. Throw 90 miles an hour here from the left side of the mound. You probably have your phone ringing off the hook from coaches in college and scouts just wanting to see if they could get you on their team, right?
Right. Well, God bless me with the ability to throw a baseball pretty hard and with my height and weight, and I thank them every day for it, but I have some people calling me, but it's nothing that crosses my mind. I just love playing the game.
Well, with all those calls, you have chosen to early commit to Vanderbilt, which is one of the incredible programs in recent history for college baseball. What's it like to think about joining a program with that much expectations, that much history behind it already?
It's unbelievable. I love thinking of playing there. Just the vision of pitching at Vanderbilt is incredible to me, and I can't wait to play with those guys and play under Coach Corbin, Coach Jude, and Coach Brown. It's just an unbelievable feeling.
They had some unbelievable pitchers on their team this year, one of them being Carson Fulmer, who was the 8th pick in this year's draft. And on the walk over here, you said that your hair is going to be better than his.
Along with being just as good as he is, and or better is a long shot, but the hair, I'm going for it. I'm going for the hair.
They had the hashtag Fulmer Flow this year whenever he was starting, so we'll have to see what kind of hashtag they make up for you.
I guess we'll see.
And Braxton Garrett is actually a great name to add to their list of Dansby Swansons and Penn Murphys and these other crazy baseball names. But it seems like there's just something around that Vanderbilt program that's just more than baseball. They have these great personalities off the field, have a great fan base. It's something probably really cool to get to join.
Oh, it's awesome, man. I love thinking how much fun it is and how incredible it is going to be to play there, winning and having fun at the same time. It's awesome.
Perfect. And there's one more thing before you go. The 2016 draft is sort of looming. It's a year away, but it's something that's probably on your mind as you hear guys say, oh, Braxton Garrett, it might be a name to watch early in the draft next year. Do you ever get a chance to just think what it would be like to hear your name called in the MLB draft?
The draft would be awesome, but it's nothing that really crosses my mind right now. Like we said, it's an unbelievable feeling knowing that I can go to Vanderbilt, and I just can't wait for that.
Well, it's going to be a fun ride no matter which route you choose. Braxton, thanks for taking the time.
Thank you for having me.
Garrett hopes to be one of the 20 players who will be named to the 18U national team as they compete in Osaka, Japan in the WBSC 18U Baseball World Cup. The 18U team will be in Group A in the opening rounds along with Australia, Brazil, the Czech Republic, Mexico, and host team Japan. The tournament will open with a round robin with the top three teams in each group moving on to the super round. With the spotlight on international baseball being played in Japan at the 18U Baseball World Cup, WBSC President Ricardo Fracari says he hopes that this event, along with the other advances in the sport in recent years, will help its cause in returning baseball and softball to the Olympics in time for the 2020 Olympic Games held in Tokyo. The International Olympic Committee will come to a verdict on new sporting events to include in the 2020 Tokyo Games just prior to the 2016 Olympics held in Rio. So baseball fans, within the next calendar year, we will know if baseball will return to the Olympics in 2020. We'll close out today's show with a USA Baseball update and our third trivia question for you to answer to win a Stars and Stripes sealed hobby box. There's only one way to get the exclusive gear worn by the players on Team USA, and that's from the USA Baseball Shop. For official licensed USA Baseball gear, everything from performance apparel to hoodies, jackets, t-shirts, hats, and more, head over to usabaseballshop.com and be sure to follow USA Baseball Shop on Twitter and Instagram for exclusive deals and new merchandise. Starting next week, the National Training Complex will see hundreds of the top baseball players of their age groups come to Cary to compete for spots on a national team, a trials roster, or a national team development program. The 15U national team trials begin this Sunday, August 9th, and will be joined in Cary on the 12th by the American Elite Baseball Championships presented by MajorLeagueBaseball.com, aka the newly branded 13U NTIS event. And on the 13th, they will be joined once again by the 14U national team development program. It's a unique trio of events to be held at the same time because each one directly feeds into the next part of the USA Baseball roadmap. Players of the 13U NTIS, now the AEBC, are selected to participate in the following year's 14U National Team Development Program. The 14U NTDP is part of the selection process for the 15U National Team, as two players from the NTDP will be selected to be part of the following year's 15U Trials Team. Other players that are a part of the NTDP will not get a direct selection, but you'll see many of them make the 15U team through other means because of the learning experience they had from being a part of the NTDP. And next week, all three of these USA Baseball vehicles will be at the National Training Complex at the same time, and players involved will get a chance to see the process of making Team USA firsthand. In other USA Baseball news, the 14U and 16U Cups were held at the National Training Complex over the past few weeks. We'd like to congratulate the East Coast Clippers for defeating Syracuse Sports Zone in the gold medal game of the 16U Cup, and Evo Shield Canes 14U for defeating Go Wags River Cats in the 14U Cup gold medal game. Around Major League Baseball, we've had a few first-time call-ups for USA Baseball alumni. Two-time alum Henry Owens made his debut for the Boston Red Sox against the New York Yankees in Yankee Stadium, about as big of a stage as a pitcher can have for his first ever MLB start. Owens threw five innings, allowing three runs on five hits and struck out five batters. He said after the game to ESPN reporters, "I was anxious to be out there, very excited, very pleased with the opportunity. I tried to seize it the best I could. I ran into a couple of tough innings, but hopefully there's more to come." 2007 16U alumni Richie Schaefer made his debut with the Tampa Bay Rays this week as well, and his first major league hit came in the form of a solo home run against the Chicago White Sox. Schaefer was given the usual silent treatment by his Tampa teammates on his first homer, but he lived it up and gave high fives to imaginary teammates in a video that has since gone viral. And finally, a big congrats to 2008 Olympic team alumni Mike Hessman, who now holds the all-time record for home runs in the minor leagues with 433. He launched a grand slam on Monday night to obtain sole possession of the record. And now, it's time for our next podcast giveaway, courtesy of Panini America. Congrats to last week's winner, Frankie Luckett, for answering with the correct response. Six current managers in Major League Baseball are USA Baseball alumni. Robin Ventura, Terry Francona, A.J. Hinch, Paul Molitor, Joe Girardi, and Matt Williams. To win a Stars and Stripes sealed hobby box this week, all you have to do is answer the trivia question I'm about to ask. Be the first person to tweet the correct response to @USABaseball using the hashtag OurPastimesPodcast and you will win. To try and reward as many people as we can, remember if you have won from this giveaway already, you are not eligible to win again. Here is this week's trivia question. Who holds the USA Baseball national team record for strikeouts in a game, and how many strikeouts did they have? Tweet @USABaseball using the hashtag OurPastimesPodcast if you think you know the correct response. The first person to correctly tweet an answer will win a sealed hobby box of Panini America Stars and Stripes trading cards. The winner will be announced on Twitter and on next week's podcast. So, best of luck to everyone, and remember, if you don't win this week, there are a couple more opportunities listening to the podcast over the next 4 weeks. That'll do it for today's episode of Our Pastimes Podcast. Next week, the 15U national team comes into Cary, the American Elite Baseball Championship kickoff, and the 14U national team development program comes to town, so we'll have plenty to talk about. Remember, subscribe to Our Pastimes Podcast on iTunes and leave a review to be entered to win an autographed baseball by the entire 2012 Collegiate National Team, including Chris Bryant and Carlos Rodon. For today's guest, Braxton Garrett, I'm Joe DiRienzo. We'll see you next week.
Thank you for listening to USA Baseball's presentation of Our Pastimes Podcast. For upcoming episodes and the complete archive of Our Pastimes Podcast, find us on iTunes or head to usabaseball.com.